感谢神也让我再次有机会来到你们教会。
I thank God once again I have this opportunity to come to your church.
我们刚刚读了加拉太书的第二章前面的九节。
We just read the first nine verses of the book of Galatians chapter 2.
在我们开始之前，我想把前面第一章的很快的做一个回顾。
Before we start today's topic, I want to review the previous chapters.
前面我们花了两次的时间，第一次讲到我上帝的福音是经久不变的。
We spent two months before talk about the gospel is unchanging, ever endure gospel.
虽然福音是不改变，但它会改变人的生命。
Even though the gospel itself doesn't change, but it can change people's life.
因为这个福音是从天上来的。
Because the gospel is coming from heaven.
福音是从天上来，但是它对人有好处。
Even though it's coming from the heaven, it gives benefits to the people on earth.
然后我们反过来，虽然对人有好处，但是依然是因为是以上帝为本的。
Even though it gives us benefits, but the gospel is God-centered gospel.
而这个改变带来改变的生命是需要不断的操练。
And the life that the gospel produces needs practice.
今天我们会继续从第二章来看这个永不改变经久不变的福音和从天上来的福音。
So today we want to talk about this gospel that never changes and also and it's unchanging gospel.
带出了一个或者说是应用吧，它是不会妥协，对这个环境不妥协，对真理上不妥协，以及对权威上的不妥协。
And it has this result that it will not compromise to the false, and it will produce constant practice in our life.
因为这个福音使我们的里面的生命得到改变。
Because this gospel changes our life inside.
以至于我们不会被这个世界所改变。
So that we will not change by this world.
反过来，我们应该改变这个世界。
On the other hand, we will change the world.
好，我们先一起来祷告。
Let us pray first.
神天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, merciful Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
感谢你拯救我们这些罪人。
We thank you for having saved us.
因为你那经久不变的福音拯救我们，改变我们的生命。
Because you are ever endure gospel changes our life.
你是我们这个有基督的生命的人，在世上能够活出基督的美善来。
So that we people that has Christ's life in us, we can change our life.
使得我们在这个周遭被你上帝的这个世界里。
Even though we live in this wicked world,
不会被这个世界所动摇。
We will not be shaken by this world.
乃是由我们在里面的那基督的生命来影响这个世界。
On the other hand, we will use our life that Christ dwelt in us to change the world.
恳求你自己今天在这里设立你的宝座。
Lord, we ask you to establish your throne here today.
愿主你自己圣上的灵运行在我们中间。
May your merciful spirit to work among us.
也恳求恩主洁净我的心和口。
And we also ask the Lord to cleanse our mouths and heart.
也赐给孩子当前的话语。
And give us give preacher the word that he can preach.
愿你自己在这里得着当得的荣耀。
May you deserve all the glory.
感谢你听我的祷告。
We thank you for all the prayer.
感谢祷告奉主耶稣的圣名祈求。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们从几个方面来思想。第一个就是得救跟隔离的关系。
And we will talk about this topic from different area. Now, first we want to talk about salvation and circumcision.
保罗在这里告诉我们，基督徒的得救跟隔离是没有关系的。
Paul is teaching us here, salvation of the Christian does not have anything to do with the circumcision.
我这里法式的经文还是请你们跟我一起来。
Let us read the verses on the white PowerPoint.
第一节，我们一起来。过了十四年，我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多去。这段经文是在最初，我们如果看到《使徒行传》第十五章的话。
And this verse is the first originally from the book of Acts, chapter 15.
你们有圣经的话，请你们翻开第十五章，《使徒行传》第十五章。
Please open your Bible to Acts chapter 15.
这是讲到将当时保罗的一个背景。
And it's talking about the background of when Paul was in Jerusalem.
我们把前面两节一起来读一下。
Let us read the first two verses.
一起来，你们用英文的中文一起来好了。有几个人从犹大下来。
教训弟兄们说，
你们若不按摩西的规条受隔离，不能得救。保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论，众门徒就定规，叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。这是当时的一个开始，所以我们从加拉太书刚才这一段里面，他说我跟巴拿巴上耶路撒冷去，并且带着提多去。
So this is the background when Paul is saying in Galatians that he and Barnabas to go to the Jerusalem.
从使徒行传我们会看出来，使徒行传的第十五章几乎整章都在讲这个事情。
And from the Acts chapter 15, we know that the whole chapter is talking about this matter.
以至于加耶路撒冷后来就开了一个大会。
So Jerusalem at that time had a council over this matter.
也是在教会历史上，我们常常称为所谓的大第一次的大公会议。
And in the church history, we call this the first Jerusalem council.
或者说是耶路撒冷大会。
Or the Jerusalem council.
这里讲到一个很重要的一个真理，就是得基督徒得救的条件。
And here it tells us the one important truth how. Christians is saved.
我们常常会想，我们的思想甚至我们的信仰会不会受我们的环境的影响？
We oftentimes think about our faith or our religion. Will it be changed or influenced by our environment?
我们知道保罗这个人的背景，他是从犹太教里面出来。
We know the background of Apostle Paul, and he's a Jew.
但是他后来到安提阿教会待了十四年。
But he spent 14 years in the church in Antioch.
我们会讲，是不是保罗因为跟安提阿教会那些大部分都是非犹太人？
And is that why because Paul spent most of his time with the Gentiles?
会不会因为你跟那些犹太非犹太人，也就是那些跟犹太的文化没有关系的那些在一起时间待太久了，是不是受他们的影响？
Is that because Paul spent too much time with the Gentiles? That's why in his faith there seems not much connected to the, his background.
以至于是不是保罗，你把你自己原来的信仰，好像把它忘记了
？Is that Paul forgot all his traditions?
以至于妥协，还是跟着外邦人跑
？Also, he followed the Gentiles and agreed with their belief.
保罗的回答是 ：No， 不是的。
And Paul said here, no, it is not the matter.
虽然我们知道保罗说他是外邦人的使徒，
even though we know Paul is the apostle for the Gentiles,
他的确很爱外邦人。
He loves Gentiles.
但是他说他所讲的不是他自己心里自己的想法出来。
But he's telling us that he's not speaking on his own thought.
他的话是从基督耶稣来的。
All his words are from the revelation of Jesus Christ.
也就是我们前面两次讲，保罗所传讲的福音是从天上来的。
And in our previous topic that we know, Paul's gospel is from heaven.
因为他说他的话是直接从耶稣基督的启示来的。
And his words are the direct revelation from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以下面保罗第二节这么讲，我们一起来读。
And the second verse that Paul said this.
我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说，对弟兄。他接下来说，背地里确实对那些有名望的人讲。
He's preaching that to his brothers and also to those that who is famous.
保罗告诉我们，他所讲的是从基督耶稣直接的启示过来。
And Paul said here, whatever he is preaching is from the direct revelation from the Lord.
并不是因为他特别聪明。
Not because he is smart.
这点非常重要。
This is very important.
因为现在我们会听到很多的人。
Because nowadays we heard many people saying,
常说他是从神那里有启示。
And they also have revelations from God.
我们现在知道圣经已经完成。
We know that the Bible is now complete.
启示的工作已经完成。
And the revelation is complete.
我们不需要新的启示。
We do not need any new revelation.
我不晓得我们在你们教会的弟兄姐妹跟一些其他的教派的人交流的多不多。
I don't know if your church have many association with other denominations.
因为有些教会的有些人说，我昨天做了一个梦。
And some people in other churches say, I had a dream yesterday.
上帝记得我的梦对我讲。
And God speak to me through my dream.
我今天该要做什么，明天要做什么。
I should do this or that tomorrow today.
所以我很多年前听了一个牧师讲这个事情。
And many years ago, I heard one pastor said this.
他每当听一些人说 ，God tells me， 神对我讲，神对我讲。
And every time when I hear people saying God tells me this，
他心里就很挣扎。
And he's very struggling with this.
他只能说为他祷告，但愿上帝祝福你，上帝饶恕你。
And he said, I want to pray for you and may God forgive you and bless you.
上帝的启示已经完成。
God's revelation is all finished.
但是保罗那个时候他正好是圣经在启示的过程中。
But during the Paul's time, it's the time that God is giving the revelation of the Bible.
神借着圣灵对他的启示，以及借着保罗自己的品格来表明他所传讲的实在是从神那里出来的。
And God through the scripture he revealed to Paul, and also through Paul's characteristics that trying to prove that whatever he had received is from God.
我刚才讲，你不晓得你们教会有多少人跟其他的那些宗派，或者不一定是基督教的教派，有些甚至说我就是从神那里来的。
And I don't know many people that often have saying that I have come from God.
我这里列出一个哦，这里面。
God.
你们有没有听过这个人
？Have you ever heard this person?
其实现在打着基督的旗号的人蛮多的。
And nowadays there's many people that in the name of the Lord.
他是说我是基督的天使。
And so called they are the angel.
他也带着一个十字架
，and they wear a cross，
甚至会做出一些所谓的神迹
，and they sometimes even can perform miracles。
我们知道他其实是个魔术师
，and we know that they are just magicians。
其实他背后是个撒旦教的一个作为在里面
，and actually they are coming from the background of religion， so-called religion， Satan。
保罗告诉我们，他的启示是从他的所传讲的是耶稣基督的启示。
And Paul is telling us whatever he is teaching us here is from the revelation of the Lord.
因为他这是从天上来的。
Because this gospel is from heaven.
并不是因为他很爱外邦人，所以呢把犹太教原来的那些传统废弃掉。
Not because he loves the Gentiles, he forfeited all the traditions of the Jews.
当然，这是个从天上来的福音，给他带出一个很重要的结论。
But this gospel from heaven gave him a very strong conclusion.
这个结论就是他后面讲。
And this is what he said later.
我们一起来读这节经文。
Verse
但我，但与我同去的提多，虽是希腊女人。也没有勉强他受隔离。这里保罗告诉我们，他因为从天上来的福音，让他明白基督徒的得救不需要行隔离。
And from the revelation of Christ, that Paul knows that the salvation of the Christian does not need the circumcision.
我们刚才从《使徒行传》第十五章的前面两节读到的，看到这一点。
And from the two verses in Acts chapter 15 we just read, we can conclude.
保罗是带谁一起去的
？And Paul, who did Paul bring to the Jerusalem Council?
刚才我们刚才带谁一起去的？提多还有谁啊
？Titus and
还有巴拿巴。巴拿巴是谁
？Who is Barnabas?
巴拿巴有一个名字叫什么？劝慰子是吧？他是很有爱心的一个人。
And Barnabas has another name that indicates that he is a loving person.
我们很多的时候有时候会想。
Oftentimes we think about this.
一个人很有爱心的时候，他有时候可能会有个问题。
And when a person is very loving and kind, then he often faces one challenge.
就是当一些真理跟爱情有时候相违背的时候，那个时候很可能会出现一些可能的问题。
When the truth that has some conflict with the loving kindness that he often struggles.
但是我们从保罗带这两个去，其实有一个很重要的目的在里面。
When Paul brought these two persons to the Jerusalem Council, he has this in his mind.
使徒行传第十五章，我们刚才读到一点点在这里。
And we just read the verses in Acts.
他说保罗跟巴拿巴一同跟犹太人来争辩。
And Paul and Barnabas, they argued with the Jews.
说明巴拿巴虽然有爱心。
Even though Barnabas is loving kind,
但他依然是持守真理的。
But he still stands firm on truth.
而且巴拿巴又是从犹大里面的耶路撒冷教会出来的。
And also Barnabas is from the church in Jerusalem.
保罗深深的知道那几位从耶路撒冷过来的那些人的教导是不对的。
And Paul knows some of the people that from Jerusalem, their teaching are wrong.
而从耶路撒冷教会出来的巴拿巴也认为是不对的。
And the Barnabas, who is also from the church of Jerusalem, think those teachings are wrong too.
保罗这是有一个很重要的想法。
Paul now has this in mind.
所以他带着巴拿巴跟提多一起过去。
So he brought the Titus and Barnabas together to go there.
而提多正好又是没有受隔离。
And Titus didn't have the circumcision.
所以保罗不仅是要想这些人的教导到底是从耶路撒冷教会差派过来这样教导的呢，还是因为别的原因？
And Paul is trying to prove that is this teaching from the Jerusalem church or some other places.
同时，保罗也有这么一个想法在里面。
So Paul also thinks about this.
他说：“我的话是从启示来的。”
My words are from the revelation.
所以我要把上帝的耶稣基督亲自的启示带回到耶路撒冷去。
So I need to bring this revelation from God back to Jerusalem.
让他们知道，基督耶稣启示的福音，给我们基督徒得救的真理，跟当时的文化是没有关系的。
So he wants to prove that the truth that Jesus Christ gave us for salvation has nothing to do with the culture and the environment.
因为我们因着耶稣基督已经得着自由。
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we already have the freedom.
这里我想我们现在可能没有意识到重要性到底有多少。
Now we might not realize how important this is.
假如当时耶路撒冷大会的决定是说外邦人得救依然要受隔离，会是怎样？
But think about it. If the Jerusalem Council decided all the Gentiles in order to have salvation, they need to have the circumcision.
我们现在所有弟兄徒都要受隔离了。
And all our brothers now need to undergo this circumcision.
如果我们从圣经的历史上，我们才看旧约上曾经有一卷书。
If from the history of the church, there is one book.
就是当时犹太人在当时很得势的时候。
And that tells us that when the Jews was very popular in that era time.
那些非犹太人为了要跟随犹太教，他就一起受隔离。
And the non-Jews, in order to follow their Judaism, they have to go through this circumcision.
你们相信那是哪卷书啊？
Do you know what book is that book?
就是以斯帖记。
It's the book of
以斯帖记。
Ezra?
以斯帖对，以斯帖当时整个犹太几乎是要受到毁灭。
And during that time, the nation of the Jews almost get destroyed.
但是他们后来得势的时候。
But when they're liberated from that disaster,
全地的人都要 惧怕犹太人。
And all the nations around them, they are afraid of the Jews.
所以圣经上当时有很多人因为惧怕犹太人要就他们就加入了犹太教。
So many people, because they are afraid of the Jews, they want to join their religion.
如果基督耶稣的福音带来的结果，我们犹太人也要受隔离的话。
If the gospel from Jesus Christ gave us this command that the Gentiles need to go through the circumcision,
那很难想象教会的状况会怎样。
So think about how the church will turn out now.
所以很感谢神，我们现在不要受隔离。
So we thank God that we do not need this circumcision.
因为保罗说，基督耶稣的福音已经让我们得着自由。
Because Paul said the gospel from Jesus Christ already gave us this freedom.
在我们二十八节之前，我们再读其中的一节圣经，我们还在使徒行传第十五章。我们先看一下是第二十四节。
So now turns back to the Acts chapter 15, verse 24.
二十四节我们读一下，我们再来一起读这节经文。
Let us read verse 24 of Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传记载说，当时耶路撒冷大会那些使徒们辩论了好长一段时间。
And here it tells us at that time during the council that they argued a long time.
结果使徒彼得跟雅各，也就是主耶稣基督的弟弟。
And the apostle Peter and the James, the brother of Jesus Christ.
就引用旧约的圣经来。最后一个结束。
And they use verses from the Old Testament to end this.
二十四节，我们一起来读一下。
Let us read verse 24.
他说：“我们听说有几个人从我们这里出去，用言语教导你们，扰乱你们的心。其实我们并没有吩咐他们。”这里呢，保罗的内心得到坚定。
Here the power made up his mind.
因为他知道他所传讲的是从神来的。
Because he knows what he preached is from God.
这些讲的跟他的所传的明显不对。
And those people's teaching that are different and wrong.
所以从耶路撒冷教会这个结论让他知道，耶路撒冷教会那些使徒们，他们所传讲的就是从神那里过来的。
So the conclusion from the Council of Jerusalem tells him that their teaching is wrong and from their own.
所以到第二十八节我们一起来读。
And we shall read verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义不将别人的重担放在你们身上。所以这里让我们看到说，基督徒已经蒙恩，已经得着自由，就不需要受当时的那些所谓的规条所捆绑、所限制。
And we know that Christians are already under God's grace and have the freedom. They do not need those traditions to make them a Christian.
所以说，基督耶稣的福音不受文化和环境的限制，或者不受环境所妥协。
So the gospel from Jesus Christ is not compromised with the culture or environment.
因为耶稣基督已经使我们得着自由。
Because Jesus Christ gave us this freedom.
所以保罗接下去又谈到一个自由和真理的自由。
So following Paul is teaching us the freedom and the truth.
这两节我们一起来读一下。
Let us read these two verses together.
因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄。私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，为要叫我们做奴仆，
我们就
是一刻的功夫也没有
让顺服他们，
为要叫福音的真理能存在你们中间。这里让我们看，不仅是看到基督借着耶稣基督借着保罗的一个启示。
Through Paul's, Apostle Paul's teaching that the revelation is from Jesus Christ.
We know the
very important character of Apostle
Paul.
And we can know that Paul has this character.
Not only he knows the truth,
he is
not
compromising in the truth.
认识真理跟在真理上不妥协，这是有区别的。
And know the truth and not compromise with the truth has differences.
认识真理如果不妥协，必须要内心要很坚固。
If you know the truth and not compromise the truth, you have to be very strong in your heart.
保罗深深地知道。
Paul truly knows this.
我们在基督里已经不再做奴。
And in Christ, we are not slaves.
我们已经得着自由。
We already have this freedom.
所以保罗，我们可以从耶稣基督自己的原因告诉我们。
We can also know this through the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this promise is from the Gospel of John.
这有两节经文，我们先来读。
Let us read these verses.
你们必晓得真理，
真理必要叫你们得以自由。
好，接下来还有一节经文。
So that we should not be bounded by those cultures.
这个自由有时会带来一些疑惑。
Sometimes this freedom can cause some confusion.
当主耶稣讲这段话的时候，犹太人的回应是什么？
When Jesus is teaching this, what is the reaction from the Jews?
犹太人说，我们根本就没有不自由。
And the Jews says, we, surely we do not, we never unfree.
所谓的自由，也就是你原来不自由嘛。
And freedom means that you were not free before.
犹太人说我们根本就没有不自由。
And the Jews don't think they do not ever have that freedom.
当时主耶稣讲这段话的时候，他带出一个重要的问题。
When Jesus is telling this truth, he brought this very important point.
他当你们做罪的奴仆的时候。
When you are the slaves of sin,
或者受罪受辖制的时候，
when you are controlled by the sin,
你就是罪的奴仆，
and you are the slave of sin.
犹太人那个时候，虽然他们好像表面上没有一个不自由的一个状况，
even though from the outside that Jews didn't realize that they are not free,
但主耶稣告诉我们，你们实在是不自由的。
But the Lord tells us that truly we do not have the freedom.
因为他们是受罪的辖制和捆绑。
Because they are under the control of sin.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
当我们有基督耶稣的真理之后。
When we have the truth from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就会得着自由。
We will have this freedom.
是基督耶稣的福音在真理上不会妥协。
And the gospel from Lord Jesus Christ will not compromise with the truth.
但这个不妥协有时会受到问题。
But this uncompromised mind will face some challenge.
或者说会有一个效果，或者有一个后果。
Or there is a consequence.
我不知道我们在座弟兄姐妹有没有人，有多少人知道王明道这位弟兄，老弟兄。
I do not know how many of you know this brother.
多少人知道王明道这位弟兄？
王明道，
有一些人知道这王明道。关于真理跟自由，我觉得用王明道他自己的身份可以给我们一个很好的注解。
And from the life of this brother 王明道， we know this.
王明道在国内曾经是被关监狱关了很多年。
He is in the prison in China for a long time.
但是中间他体会到自由跟真理的问题。
And during that time, he understand what's the difference between freedom and in prison.
因为当时教会碰到一个选择。
Because at that time, church faces this challenge.
就是你要不要加入国家的一个所谓的上市教会。
And if you want to, during that time, the country is asking the Christians to join an organization from the government.
如果基督徒不加入上市教会，就会是碰到麻烦。
If the Christian they do not attend this organization from the government, they will lose their freedom.
王明道弟兄碰到一个问题。
And this brother he faced this challenge.
当时公安局叫他写要所谓的悔故书。
And at that time, the police asked him to write the repentance letter.
其实那些书开始不是他自己写的。
But those letters are not originated from him.
人家那个先起好草的。
and some people wrote for him.
我们从王明道弟兄他自己的见证看到。
And from the testimony of this brother, we know.
他经历过这么一个挣扎。
And he's went through this struggle.
他也有软弱的时候。
And he has his own weakness.
他当时在那里签字呢。
And he signed on that so-called repentance.
所以他后来就没有上监狱，没有被关在监狱。
So later on, he didn't send to the prison.
从人的角度，他好像得着自由。
And from the man's view, that he seems to have his freedom.
可是他回去以后，他很后悔。
But when he was afraid, he was very regretting.
我们常常知道说，使徒彼得他否认主三次。
And we often read about the Peter denied the Lord three times.
我们很多的时候，弟兄姐妹，有时候我们自己会觉得自己很刚强。
And oftentimes we thought we're strong.
哪怕在很困难的时候，我不会否定主。
And even in the difficult situation, I will not disown my Lord.
可是我们可能很难想象那个环境到底是怎样。
But it's very hard for us to imagine that when it comes.
当事情临到我们的时候，我们可能很难会确认到底会不会做到否认还是不否认主。
And it's hard for us to make sure that during that time, if we will deny or not deny our Lord.
王明道弟兄他当时的一个后悔。
And the regret from the brother Wang Mingdao.
他好像感受到这个自由跟真理的一个关系。
And he truly knows the relationship between freedom and the truth.
他当时否定了真理。
He denied the truth.
表面上得到自由。
From the outside side, he seems to have this freedom.
可是他知道他心里没有自由。
But he knows in his heart he doesn't have the freedom.
内心的那个痛苦在哪里？
Because he has this inner suffering.
就像主耶稣刚才讲，犹太人的那些人一样。
And it's just like this Jews.
你表面上没有受监禁。
From outside, you seem fine.
但如果受罪的捆绑的时候，就是罪的奴仆。
But if you are under the bondage of sin, you are truly slaves of sin.
王明道弟兄感谢神，他后来坚强起来。
Thank our Lord, the brother Wang Mingdao. Later on, he stand up and firm.
但是其实他坚强起来的时候又犯了一次错。其实他第二次的时候他又犯同样的错。
But the second time, he made a similar mistake. After he was released from prison, he went home.
他当然又回去讲道。
And he went back to church and preached.
结果又被抓起来。
And he was arrested again.
结果他又否认了一次。
And he denied the Lord once again. And he was afraid.
就是这次他彻底后悔。
And this time he's totally regretted.
所以第三次的时候他绝对不反悔。
So the third time he didn't regret.
所以他那个时候他就被关了很多年。
So after this third time, because he didn't give up his beliefs, he was arrested and put into prison for many years.
因为他知道在真理上没有妥协的。
Because he knows in truth there's no compromise.
而要得着真正的自由。
If you want the true freedom,
不一定在乎你的身体是不是在监狱里。
Not the matters that if your body is in prison or not.
而是不是你的心灵在监狱里。
It's your soul, it's your heart is in prison or not.
所以当最后，王明道是怎样被放出来的？
So later on, how did this brother get released from prison?
他其实被人家骗出来的。
Actually, he was cheated by others.
公安就说你现在可以出去。他说我不签字，我不要出去，就待在监狱里。
And the police told him, now you can go free. But he said, I do not want to sign that false confession, so I don't want to go out.
结果他被出来的时候，再回去，他说不是，我要回去的时候，人家监狱不让他进去了。
But the prison doesn't want him to stay there.
这让我们看到王明道弟兄在真理跟自由上，他学习到一个很重要的功课。
Through this prison time, that the brother Wang Mingdao learned this very truth.
耶稣基督的福音不受环境 跟文化的妥协。
And the gospel from Lord Jesus Christ is not compromising to the gold or the environment.
在真理上是不应该妥协的。
We should not compromise in truth.
而在黄金上妥协，尤其在黄金上，如果有一些很大的名人在那里时，我们可能会受到挣扎。
And often under the environment, if we compromise that, many of the famous people have this mistake.
保罗碰到一样的问题。
Paul also faced this challenge.
在接下来这几节经文让我们看到。
And from the following verses we can see.
保罗遇见一些很多的名望之人。
Paul knows some people that is, have a high reputation.
这几节经文我们看到好几个词。
And during the...In these verses, we can see some words.
名望之人出现了三次。
And the reputation occurred three times.
那名望之人出现一样有三个字。
And the word Gentile three times too.
今天比福音跟隔离少一点点。
And the gospel and the circumcision is four and five times.
保罗这里让我们看到的，保罗是一个持守真理的人。
Here we know that Paul is the one that upholds the truth. And also he is not afraid of the people that has reputation. And the not fear of the sort of power is sometimes you will encounter a problem. Because when we face the power, we have this pressure in our heart.
其实我们从保罗的书信上也看到一点点。
But from Paul's letter, we can see this.
我们知道保罗是个敬重权威的人。
We know that Paul respects the power and authority.
虽然他不畏权柄，因为他权势。
Even though he's not fear of that power.
因为他愿意持守真理。
Because he wants to uphold the truth.
我们中文的翻译看不出来什么内容。
Chinese translation seems cannot see the difference here.
从原文上是可以看出来。
But from the original language, you can see the difference.
写这段文字的时候
，When Paul is written this paragraph,
看到他的内心很挣扎。
He has this struggle in his heart.
因为我是不懂原文的。
I don't know the Greek language.
但从那些研究原文的人，他们看出来说。保罗他的文化很不好。
And from those people they want to do the research, Paul has a very complicated background.
就是这段经文写出来，体现出保罗他内心的一个挣扎在里面。
And these verses shows that Paul has this inner struggle.
因为他知道真理是不可以妥协的。
Because he knows that we cannot compromise the truth.
但是权威那些人在那里，他好像讲出来话有点不一样。
But some famous people, their teachings are different.
但是保罗说他依然要把真理讲出来。
But Paul says he still will teach the truth.
因为他敬重圣经。
Because he respects
超过敬重名望之人。
He respects scriptures more than the people that is famous.
这点对我们现在可能也会有一些帮助。
This also helps us to in these days.
或许我们在教会的弟兄姐妹，或者我们现在你们也没有牧者，也没有一些教导不好的内容在里面。
Or we know if there's any wrong teachings among us.
但是我们现在从大的环境上来，我们看到很多这种问题。
But from the environment around us, we know that there's many false teachings.
尤其是在美国现在这个环境下。
Especially during the American culture.
我自己常常有一个很大的一个忧虑在里面。
I often have this fear.
就是美国现在离开神越来越远。
And American is now going far from God.
现在新的一轮总统竞选又要即将开始。
And the new president election is coming.
我们需要好好为这个国家祷告。
We need to pray seriously pray for this country.
因为在上有权柄的那些人。
Because those who are higher above has this authority.
我们相信他们的权柄是从来自上帝的。
We know all the authority are from God.
但是他们如果不尊主为大的时候
，But when they're not take the, our God, the Lord, as the highest authority.
带出这个国家是会严重的后果。
This will lead the country astray.
很多年前，我当时刚刚来美国的时候，我听到从电视上看到说，一个传道人说美国需要悔改。
And many years I heard from a minister that says America needs to repent.
我当时还不是基督徒，我心里很不服气。
At that time, I was not a Christian. I have this unfairness in my heart.
我说美国这么强大，为什么还要悔改？
I was thinking that America is so strong, and why they need to repent?
我们从中国大陆来，就是要向美国学习嘛。
And we came from China, and we want to learn from America.
但是我现在越来越看到。
But now I see more.
美国是需要悔改。
America need to repent.
因为他离开神越来越远。
Because they are going astray from God.
保罗是因为敬重圣经，超过。
Paul is the one that respects the scripture more than the people that he also.
我想下面一节经文也是主耶稣基督的一个经文，让我们一个很大的一个，也许给我们一个很大的安慰。
And the verses printed here also give us some comfort.
如果我们愿意敬重圣经的话
，If we want to respect the scripture，
我们可能会受到逼迫。
We will suffer persecution. We will suffer pressures.
甚至可能那个逼迫很严，会很严重。
Maybe that persecution is very serious.
前段时间我们都知道，在美国发生了一件事情。
And we know that there's a certain thing happened before in America.
我不知道你们看不看新闻。
I do not know if you watch news or not.
有多少人还记得有个叫 Kim Davis？
Do you still remember that person?
举下手让我看的举高一点，有多少人知道这个人？没几个人。
Kim
Davis， 你们没几个啊 ？Kim Davis 其实在就是 Kentucky 那个州里面，他是一个州里面的 secretary， 就是一个叫秘书吧，一个书记。
Kim Davis， she works in the government in Kentucky， and she's a secretary in a government office。
他是一位基督徒。
She's a Christian。
他说：“我应该持守真理。”
And she knows that she should stand firm in the truth.
当时有两位同性恋者要登记结婚嘛。
At that time, there's a gay couple wants to register for marriage.
他说：“我不愿意在上面签字。”
And she refused to sign the marriage certificate.
因为我如果签字，不是政府说你说可以，同性恋是可以的。
Because the reason I sign not because government say the gay marriage is okay.
但是说如果我签字的话，表示我同意他，但是我的信仰不允许我这样去做。
If I signed the certificate, that means I approve this marriage. My belief tells me that this is not right.
刚才举手的人不多，你们知道的话，他当时被关到监狱里去了。
And she later on she was put into prison.
也蛮长一段时间。
And for some time.
但后来出来了。
She was, you know, she was afraid later on.
我相信这样的事情还会发生。
I believe this kind of thing will happen again.
关键是当时到时候基督徒临到你我的时候，我们到底会怎样去做？
And think about when this kind of matter occurred to us, what will we do?
我们可能没有像 King Davis 那个权利会签字，我们可能没有碰到，没有这个资格。
Even though we probably do not have that office authority like King Davis.
但是基督徒会受到逼迫，在美国这个所谓的自由的国家，我相信会越来越严重。
But I believe the Christians in America will face more challenge.
我们一起来读主耶稣这种应许。
Let us read the promises from the Lord.
好，
凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人在自己的荣耀里，并天父圣天使的荣耀里降的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
主耶稣说：“当我们把神的道当作可耻，将来我们在神面前很难站立得住。”
The Lord tells us here, whoever is ashamed of his name and words, that they will not stand in front of the Lord.
盼望这里给我们一点点的力量。
And we ask the Lord give us some strength.
当我们说耶稣基督的福音是不妥协的时候
，When we say that the The gospel from our Lord is not compromising.
在文化环境上不妥协。
We should not compromise to the cultural environment.
在真理上不妥协。
Also not to in truth.
不妥协权威。
And we're not compromising to the authorities.
这里我们可能会碰到麻烦。
And we may face consequences.
这种后果有时候很严重。
And some of the consequences are very serious.
但是如果我们深深的知道。
But if we truly believe,
我们真正的自由不在于我们肉身上。
Our true freedom is not our physical freedom.
而是在我们的心灵里面的时候。
It is the freedom inside.
我们或许会有不同的结果。
We may have different reaction.
刚才讲到王明道弟兄就是很好的例子。
And the example I gave you from our brother Wang Mingdao.
其实圣经上有一个类似的故事。
And also in the Bible, there's a similar story.
最后我们看这里，也是在使徒行传最后一段。
And
就我们刚才读的十五章、十六章就有这一段。
And in the book of Acts, in chapter 16, there's these verses. And at that time, Paul and Silas are all in the prison. What they were doing in prison. Let us read twice. And in prisons from the physical that we think don't have the freedom.
但是我们知道保罗跟希拉他们的心是自由的。
But we know that truly in Paul and Silas, Silas's heart, they have this freedom.
他们依然在那里唱诗赞美神。
They still sing and praise God in prison.
我刚才讲到王明道弟兄，他在监狱里经历过类似的事情。
And our brother Wang Mingdao also experienced the similar thing in prison.
他有一次在监狱里，监狱时间很长，你不好受的。
And when you're stayed in the prison for a long time, it's suffering.
我相信我们在座的大部分现在在工作吧。
And we know that most of us might work.
有些人已经退休了。
Some may be retired.
我知道有些人跟我讲。
I know some told me.
我退休了这么多时间干什么？
After I retire, what should I do? And if we do not have anything to do, it's very boring.
如果我们是那段时间没事情干，在监狱的时候会干什么？监狱里没什么事情好干。
And if you think about if you're in prison, there's not a lot of things you can do there.
王明道他在监狱的时候，他当时在那里唱诗赞美。
And when Wang Mingdao is in prison, he is also praying and saying praises to God.
他后来有一次说，我在唱歌的时候。
And he testified that one time when he was singing.
突然旁边发现有一个人也哼出他一样的调来了。
And there is another also following him the similar melody.
他回头一看，哇，这里一个弟兄也是个弟兄了，也会唱诗歌。
And he found out that there is another brother also singing.
在监狱就可以找到同工了。
And they have to find each other in prison.
结果没想到他们两位唱诗的时候，又一位在那里旁边也哼出来了。
And during their singing, that there is another also singing too.
身在监狱，心像基督。
Even though their body is in prison, but their heart is filled with the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们有主真正的真理在我们里面的时候
，If we have this truth in our heart，
我们是真正自由的。
We are truly free。
这是我刚刚的看到另外一个事情。
And I also have this story。
我上次来你们教会讲到的时候，带来另外一个当时就是另外一个片子给你们看。
And last time I brought a DVD to show you。
这个跟那个没有，但是我常常在那里会接到一些带到的事项。
And this is a different person, but I often through the ministry I receive prayer requests. And this person is also put into prison. He's in Palestine.
And he's in Palestine.
One time when he's cleaning up his brother's workshop, and he was trying to burn something.
结果不小心，前面有一页是《可兰经》的一纸掉出来，给他烧掉了。
and carelessly, and he didn't find there's some pages from the book Quran he accidentally burned.
结果他的邻居说他在烧卡拉金。
But his neighbor accused him burning the Quran.
结果他被关起来了。
And he was put into prison.
本来上次我讲另外一个信息的时候，正好是那个是，他是到本来去年十一月份的时候，他当时要提出了审判，最后裁决。
In November, November he is supposed to be judged by court.
他已经关了好多年。
He was put into prison for many years.
他在监狱里在做什么？当时他的家庭在2012年的时候，他当时他的 family 他的家庭试图提出这么一个见证。
And what is he doing in the prison? His family gave this testimony.
他是在监狱里的时候，他也在祷告，在唱诗歌，就像保罗跟希拉一样。
He was praying and singing praises in the prison too.
而那个时候，那些其他的伊斯兰的那些囚犯在听他们祷告，并且呢，跟他们一起叫他为那些囚犯。
And sometimes the Muslim prisoners also join them in the singing and ask them to pray for them.
所以我们在这个与神相敌对的这个环境里面。
So in this world that is is empty with God.
我们如果要持守真理。
If we want to uphold the truth,
不妥协这个环境。
And do not compromise to this environment.
不妥协权威。
Do not compromise to the authority.
我们可能会受到一个不好的后果。
We might face some bad consequences.
但是我们相信神的恩典是够我们使用的。
But we understand that God's grace is sufficient for us.
从刚才这几个见证让我们看到。
And from the above testimony we know.
虽然有些人在监狱里。
Even though some people in prison.
但是他们依然经历神的同在。
They still experience God is with them.
在座的你我可能比较少有机会上监狱了。
We probably never had an experience in prison.
我不说你持守真理一定会上监狱哦。
I'm not saying that if you uphold the truth, you will be in prison.
但求神能够恩待我们。
But we know that the Lord has grace on us.
让我们在这个与这个神相敌对的一个。环境下能够依然持守真理。
In this anti-God environment, we will have the strength that upholds the truth.
当我们内心不够刚强的时候，求神来坚固我们。
And when we are not strong, we ask God to sustain us. Let us all rise. We sing this song.
但愿神的灵让我们的心被复兴起来。
May the Spirit of God revive us.
使我们有足够的能力来持守神的真道。
So that we will have strength to uphold God's truth. us pray.
真天父, 我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, loving Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you for giving us this true gospel that changes our life and gave us the strength
so that
we have this strength that to live in this world.
不再妥协,
that against you, we will not compromise. We still want to uphold the truth. Help us so our life will live out the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
从而使众人从我们的身上看见耶稣基督的美丽。
So that the world will see through us the greatness and the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿主你恩待你的教会。
May the Lord bless your own church.
祝福你自己的儿女。
And bless your own children.
在这黑暗的世界上成为明亮的灯塔。
In this dark and wicked world, that we will be the light.
使众人可以认识你。
So that others will know you.
使荣耀归给上帝。
And all the glory gave to our Lord.
感谢你听我们的祷告。
And we thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祈求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.